very few nurses attended, but a large portion of nurses were on the winning teams. So I thought, nurses must have the practical knowledge by which to create really great healthcare solutions.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. When you bring together people with different skills, perspectives, and passions, and give them a finite problem to solve, innovation can happen at remarkable speed. That's the spirit behind hackathons. Fast-paced, highly collaborative events designed to break down silos, unlock ideas, and accelerate solutions. In this insight from See You Now, episode 46, What the Hack? Health economist Jane Saracen Khan and nurse innovator Rebecca Love share how hackathons became a proving ground for nurse-led solutions and how nurses innovating in these arenas can change the future of healthcare.
I'm Jane Saracen Khan. I'm trained as a health economist. So what I do is I take an ecosystem view through a health economics lens and figure out how do we do healthcare better where patients are health citizens, where they own care, they're activated in their care. And that's really how we're going to save money at the end of the day in healthcare. My experience goes back to the guy who taught me a lot about big data early on, and his name is Fred Trotter. He co-wrote a book called Hacking Healthcare. That's when I first started thinking about the H word, hack, in a good way. The mischievous part of it is that we're mischievous together for a purpose. So we're doing positive things in the hackathon world. And in any case, that's when Health 2.0 had been convening for about 4 years then. Indu Subbai and Matthew Holt started the Health 2.0 conference. And he and Indu saw the future in terms of digital health in such a positive way. They're really good forces who help bring us to this moment. They hosted hackathons very early in the hackathon world, in-person hackathons, and people got together ahead of time. It was, you know, old school hackathon. But why is that important? It brought people together from different backgrounds who are passionate at coming together for a very short period of time to solve a finite problem. And so what's beautiful about that is in healthcare doesn't change quickly. It's a slow-moving, evolving Darwinian thing. But the hackathon experience showed us if you carefully define a problem, know the guardrails around it, if you can ask the right questions, you can respond to it. And that's what we saw year after year, just at the Health 2.0 hackathons. And then we started to see them really grow in health. The more liquid our data could become, the more liberated our data could become. And so we saw a couple years later, Todd Park, the Obama administration, talk about data liberation. And that's when we started to think about open source, sharing data. And the real conundrum has been that EHRs have been so closed. So all that data is pretty locked up now, and we're trying to liberate it now, all these years later. So the hackathon movement tried to get to that problem. How do we liberate the data and use it for good to solve very specific problems? And then we saw nurses specifically coming together from different backgrounds, different geographies. So that's sort of my history with hackathons.
My name is Rebecca Love. I'm the president of SANCIEL, the Society of Nurse Scientists, Innovators, Entrepreneurs, and Leaders. And really what I do is I convene nurses to drive forward the future of healthcare innovation by empowering them through innovation events to change the conversation around healthcare. Years ago, I was a struggling nurse entrepreneur, and a friend of mine said, Rebecca, you should attend a hackathon. And I didn't know what a hackathon was, and I showed up at this medical hackathon, and in the room was all the decision makers, the chief execs of the hospital, the physicians. And as I walked around the room, I realized there was no nurses there. And I thought for a moment, oh, this is where the decisions are made. I'm not supposed to be here as a nurse. But nobody asked me to leave, so I stayed for the weekend. And in the course of that one weekend, I learned more about the business business of healthcare than I had learned an entire year of trying to start a healthcare business. I left there wanting to study the environment of medical hackathons. And as I did, there were a whole bunch of ones that had gone on. And what they told me is that very few nurses attended, but that a large portion of nurses were on the winning teams. So I thought, nurses must have the practical knowledge by which to create really great healthcare solutions. And that's where the idea came to me that there had to be a nurse hackathon.
From episode 46, What the Hack? That was health economist and advisor Jane Saracen Khan and Rebecca Love, President Emeritus of Sanciel. You can hear the full episode, complete with many nurse innovators and entrepreneurs, and listen to over 100 episodes in our library by subscribing to See You Now wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.